All right. Thank you all for coming here. My name is Enrique Peña Martinez, and I'm a master's student at NC State University. And my project is modernizing the cotton replanting recommendations using UAV imagery. This is a project I've been working with Guy Collins and Dr. Jason Ward since the beginning of last year. So we've been using UAVs for a number of applications. We've been using it for yield estimation, chemical spraying, crop health, pest distribution mapping, bare soil imagery, etc. But what if we use UAVs for plant stand and skip measurements for entire plant areas? So previous research has determined that replanting cotton is generally justified when 50% or more of the planted area is occupied by 3-foot skips between adjacent plants within a row. Now, for a grower, this might be something very tedious to do because they would have to go to the field and manually assess or measure their skips in the field. In fact, last fall, we challenged some growers to try and determine what plant stand they were seeing in front of their eyes, and they were saying numbers between 50, 75%, when in fact it was a 25% stand. So it's a little bit subjective for the naked eye. But the objective for this project is to evaluate UAV measurements compared to traditional methods in measuring size and frequency of skips in planted stands. We believe that UAVs should be much more efficient than manual measurements in evaluating crop stands. We also think that UAVs should be able to assess the replanting decision with much more greater precision. So for this, we had 3 locations in eastern North Carolina, and what we did was that we took varying ratios of 100%, 75%, 50%, and 25% transgenic to non-transgenic crops, and each mixture was planted at a rate of 43,560 seeds per acre. And then what we did was that we sprayed a herbicide just to create the natural random skips in each treatment. So this was a complete, randomized complete block design with 4 replications. Data were subjected to ANOVA. Means were separated using Fisher's LSD at a p-value of 0.1. And then our results were analyzed using regression analysis. So we have 2 methods here. We got the manual and we got the UAV. For the manual measurements, what we did was we went outside to the field, and in each plot we measured 200 subsamples, and we only counted the skips that were greater than 12 inches. Then we took the UAV, and in this case it was a DJI Matrix 600 Pro, and what we did was that we scheduled flights 2 to 3 weeks after planting to simulate the replanting decision. We flew-ish field at a height of 175 feet AGL, and we used a normal RGB camera, and each flight was approximately between 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the size of the field. The difference here was that we measured all the skips compared to just 200-foot samples per row, per plot, sorry. So this is just an overhead image of one of our sites where we can clearly see, and I thought I had them, oh, there it is, where we can clearly see differences between skips in the highest plant stands versus the lower plant stands. So with this imagery, we partner up with Precision Hog, and we uploaded our imagery to them, and they gave us back a plant stand that looks something like this. Now, to determine the frequency and size of skips, what we did was that we selected the first plant on each row, created a shapefile out of that, and then we selected the remainder plants on that row. We created another shapefile out of that, and then we used a function in GIS called distance matrix that what it does, it just measures all the distances from the second shapefile to the reference plant. Then using some R software, what we did was that we just categorized all the skips depending on the size, on their length. Now, what you're seeing here is a table of all the skips per treatment that were greater than 2 feet, 2.5 feet, 3 feet, 3.5 feet, and 4 feet. And we also added the yield that we got at the end of harvest. Now, this is for the UAV. And what I want you to notice is the difference in amount of skips that we detected with the UAV compared to the manual, where we found many null values at zero here. We can see many zero to null values at the higher stance. Now, what you're seeing here is the regression analysis of the UAV and the manual. On the y-axis, we have lint yield, and on the x-axis, we have percent of planted area with skips that were greater than 2.5 feet, 3 feet, 3.5 feet, and 4 feet. And I want you to pay attention to three things. The first thing, the solid line would be the UAV regression, and the dotted line would be the manual regression. The first thing I want you to notice is the difference in slopes between both regressions. The second thing is the amount of observations that we found for the manual that correspond to 0% in all of our skips. The third thing is the similarities between R-squared values for both types of methods. Now, this is one of our sites, or one of our trials at one site. This is another trial at the same site. And you can see that the difference in slopes continues, as well as the similarities between R-squared values and the amount of observations at the 0% values. Slopes at each site differed, and some were closer to each other, some were bigger in magnitude. This is another site, and you can see that, again, R-squared values are around the same, but we still continue to see all these observations, mostly for the manual method, at the 0% value. And we had some cases where the slopes were pretty similar between both methods. But a trend that we see in all of our sites is that the slope for the UAV is steeper than the slope for the manual regression. And again here. Now, in conclusions, and the take-home message out of this is that manually assessing skips in the field, at least for us, took around 2.5 to 3 hours. Whereas with UAVs, and this was for 200 feet per row. Whereas UAVs, we went out there and on average we spent 45 minutes assessing a whole planted field. Manual measurements did detect a greater percentage of planted areas occupied by skips of most sizes, but take in mind this is into consideration that it was only for 200-foot samples. However, they did result in more frequent failures to detect skips at the higher plant stance, where UAVs were able to detect those skips at that stance. For most size skips, we saw differences in the slope of the UAV and the manual measurements, which can, in the end, heavily influence the replanting decision for the growers. Some of the future research and some ideas that we have is just to continue doing this, but on more challenging planting conditions. We also want to eventually develop a tool that growers can use to quickly and precisely assess this replanting decision, and maybe even consider a different metric than the one we're using that's probably more accurate for determining the replanting decision. This is the literature cited that I used for my project. And I'd like to thank all these organizations, North Carolina Cotton Producers Association, Cotton Incorporated, my professors, Dr. Guy Collins, who's not here, and Dr. Jason Ward, who's my PI. Dr. Ali, he helped me a lot with the flying the drones at each field. And obviously the farm managers and my team in Lucas, Ryan, and Margaret. But with that, I'm going to close my remarks, and I'm happy to take any questions.
We've got about 5 minutes for questions.
No, I'm not familiar with it. Can you repeat the name of it?
Progeny.
No, I'm not. Oh, yeah. So, in this case, we just partnered up with PrecisionHawk Analytics, and they did the plant stands for us, and it was like in less than a day, we had the plant stands.
So that
45 minutes they didn't count flying? Yes. Just the flying part. Yes, just the flying part. But, I mean, if we're going to compare it like apples to apples, once we get the skips with the manual measurements, we would still like need to categorize all those skips and do the same process as with the UAV. Yeah. So. It was just a simple RGB camera, nothing very too crazy, just a normal market camera. It was just a DJI. Yeah. Oof, I honestly don't remember the from the back of my mind. Right. So at 2 to 3 weeks after planting, plants are about 3 to maybe 4 inches tall. We were at 175 inches, feet AGL, we can have a resolution of less than between 1.5 to 2 centimeters per pixel. So with this normal RGB camera. So 175 feet AGL is a relatively low height for flying, but this is what would be required to visualize the plants in the field.
Thank you.